This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced new funding to bolster democracies around the world. Biden announced he planned $690 million in funding to help fight corruption, support free and fair elections, and advance technologies that support democratic governments at a second White House-led summit for democracy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the summit pleaded for more weapons to help defeat Russia.
Democracy needs a victory. Now, this year, not some other time, not over time, now.
Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 has killed tens of thousands and reduced cities to rubble. A senior Russian diplomat says Moscow will no longer inform the U.S. about its missile test following the conflict in Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In remarks carried by Russian news agencies, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow has halted all information exchanges with Washington. President Vladimir Putin had, last month, suspended the New START treaty, charging that Russia can't accept U.S. inspections of its nuclear sites under the agreement at a time when Washington and its NATO allies have openly declared Russia's defeat in Ukraine as their goal. The foreign ministry had initially said Moscow would keep notifying the U.S., but Ryabkov's statement reflects a change of course. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a lung infection after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says Francis, 86, does not have COVID-19, but requires several days of therapy. This is VOA News. The UN Humanitarian Agency says Malawi needs immediate help to deal with diseases spreading in displacement camps for Cyclone Freddy survivors. Lamech Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi has over 500 displacement camps for people affected by Cyclone Freddy and Madagascar. In its Tuesday flash update, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, says health issues are rising in the camps due to a lack of clean drinking water and adequate sanitation. The World Health Organization says the unusually long-lasting cyclone destroyed more than 300 health facilities in Madagascar, Malawi, and Mozambique, leaving many communities without sufficient access to health services. Lamech Messina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
A candlelight vigil in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, will feature U.S. First Lady Jill Biden, American musician Sheryl Crow, and other luminaries as the city grieves the three children and three adults killed in a shooting at a private Christian school. Mayor John Cooper says the vigil Wednesday evening will honor the lives and the victims and lift up the survivors and families of the Covenant School. The shooting has led to an outpouring of prayers and support. Police have identified the shooter as a former student, 28 years old. A giant pink diamond is set up for auction in New York and expected to sell up to $35 million. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The diamond weighs 10.57 carats. Alexander Eblin with auction house Sotheby's calls it ultra rare.
The color itself is formed through a deformation of the crystal.
The diamond was discovered in 2019 in a mine in Botswana.
Set to be the most valuable pink diamond ever sold at auction.
Eblin says that's when you break it down by carat. Last year, an 11-carat pink diamond fetched a little over $5 million a carat for a total of $58 million, breaking the per-carat record. Julie Walker, New York.
Belgian authorities have charged seven people over possible terrorist attacks, federal prosecutors said on Wednesday. The announcement came the day after prosecutors said they had detained eight people following raids on suspicion of planning an Islamist attack in Belgium. In their latest statement, the prosecutors said four people had been charged with taking part in the activities of a terrorist group, preparing a terrorist offense, attempted assassination, and intending to spread a message to incite the commission of a terrorist offense. I'm Joe Ramsey.